Ah, John, come in. Do sit down. How are you?
Sorry, I'm... I don't really... That is...
You sound confused.
Look, I'm afraid I have absolutely no idea who you are.
Now, come along, John. We've been through all this before, haven't we?
Have we?
You know who I am. I'm Dr. Cooper.
Dr. Cooper?
The last time we met, you were telling me a story.
A story?
That's right. It was all terribly exciting. There was an underground base, a computer, young people with superpowers. Oh, what was it you called them? Homo superiors?
That's not a story. That's real.
John, we both know how important it is that you share your dreams and fantasies with me. That in many ways, they can give us clues to what's really going on for you. What it is that's upsetting you so much.
The only thing that's upsetting me is you calling me a liar.
Now then, John.
All right, I'll show you. See that clock?
Yes.
I can turn the hands.
You can turn the hands?
With my mind. Watch. I don't understand. Tim? Tim, are you there?
Why don't you sit down, John? Sit down.
What's going on?
Why don't you tell me about your friend Tim? He seems important to you.
He's... That is, I thought he was...
You seem upset.
It's happening. I can't even jaunt. The lab. Tim! My powers!
None of it's real, John. It's a story. A fantasy.
So clearly. The sounds, the smells, as if it actually happened to me.
Well, John, the line between fantasy and reality isn't always easy to distinguish in times of stress. Now then, why don't you tell me more of your story? You'd got to quite an interesting point, as I remember. One of the superboys had gone missing. What was his name? Patrick?
Paul.
Paul, that's right. Whilst you and the other superheroes were investigating a coming out.
Breakout.
Yes.
It was the first one we'd had for a while. It's a dangerous time when a tomorrow person breaks out. As they gradually become aware of their powers, there's a possibility they might misuse them, jaunt off into hyperspace or something. They need guidance. We thought we'd track the latest one down, and Paul had gone to see if he could find him. But then he'd vanished. So Eleanor and I jaunted to where we'd last spoken to him. Beside a railway track.
Paul? Paul, can you hear me?
Well, it all looks peaceful enough around here. Barkham Hill, 2 miles. Barkham Hill. That rings a bell. And Devil's Hoof. Sounds ominous.
Don't suppose he went down there, do you?
Well, onto the railway line, I shouldn't think so. Not unless he was feeling suicidal.
He might have seen someone else down there. The breakout.
That's interesting.
What?
That folly over the railway tunnel. Looks like a castle. I think maybe we should take a walk into the village and see if... Wait a minute. Devil's Hoof. Isn't that where that kid disappeared? Remember when the papers made all that fuss about satanic rites and all that nonsense? Eleanor, are you all right?
There's something... Oh, God, John, can't you feel it?
Feel what exactly?
I don't know. Something frightening. Something bad.
Bad?
No, not just bad. It's evil.
Where?
Everywhere. All around us. We have to get out of here!
Eleanor?
Hello, it's me. And I'm in the car. Oh, darling, don't go on. I'm on the hands-free. And anyway... Look, listen, will you? Well, we've still got a signal. I can't make lunch after all. I've got to go over to the Princess Royal. Oh, no, it's one of my patients. They've been having a bit of trouble with him, and they thought I might be able to help out. Well, I don't know what sort of trouble. That's why I'm going over now. Anyway, even if I did know what's going on, I'm not supposed to be talking about my patients to you. Especially not on a... That... Valley, that... Oh, Useless bloody thing.
Eleanor?
I'm sorry. I just couldn't stay there any longer.
You all right now?
Yes. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry.
Eleanor, please stop apologising. Why are we in your flat? Why not the lab?
I wanted to come home for some reason. It's as if...
What happened back there?
I don't know. I don't know. It was like a ghost. A shadow, but darker. Something awful. It felt like it was passing right through me, reaching into me. And if I didn't get out of there, it would swallow me up completely. Do you think that's what happened to Paul?
Maybe. It sounds like some sort of psychic shockwave. From the breakout, maybe.
No. It was older than that. It felt ancient.
I wonder if...
What?
Nothing. I'm sure I'd have felt it myself as well if... Never mind. You know, I'm sure it's no coincidence about the Devil's Hoof.
Sorry?
The hill where that poor boy disappeared last year. You must remember all that stuff about the stone circle.
You mean Andrew Cull?
Yeah, poor kid. News was full of it for weeks.
They never found him, did they?
No, I don't think so. Just his school bag.
In that circle? John, we have to go back.
You sure you want to?
We have to. If Paul's caught up with whatever it was, whatever I could feel...
Maybe I should go alone.
Why?
Because I didn't feel anything. Perhaps I'm in less danger than you and Paul for some reason.
If you can't feel anything, you might be in more danger. You might be caught unaware.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, let's stop wasting time and find Paul.
If he's still there to be found.
Moving. Come on. Come on.
Hello, Robert. That looks interesting. Do you want to talk about it? It's very similar to the painting you did for me last week. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You said that your friend had been there.
He hasn't been there. It's his home.
Are you saying that this is where Andrew lives now?
Don't be stupid.
I suppose I am being a bit stupid, aren't I? Maybe you should explain it to me.
Sick of talking. There's no point in talking all the time.
You miss Andrew, don't you? That sky looks kind of angry to me.
It's not angry. It's natural.
Natural?
Yes. It's what the sky's like there.
I see. And is that water?
Water is snow.
Snow? It's an interesting colour.
It's not right. I haven't got the right colours here. Nothing's right here.
Nothing's right?
Nothing. It's rubbish! What's the point anyway?
You seem upset, Robert.
You have to get me out of here.
Robert?
I need to get back. He's in danger. I have to be there to protect him. Oh, don't you understand?
Why don't you tell me what you mean?
I can't! They'll hear us.
Who will hear us?
They will. They're listening to us now. Through the walls. I've heard them talking about me. They think I don't know, but I do. They'll kill him. You have to get me out of here before it's too late. You have to get me back.
Paul? Is that you?
Yes. It's me.
Oh, I thought you weren't coming back. Did you get it?
Yes, it's here.
Praise be to Welva.
They've destroyed your beacon.
It doesn't matter. We'll build another one as soon as I'm fitter. With any luck, my people might have seen it already. They'll be waiting for another sign. You managed to get this without being detected.
No. They caught me. They had one of those wolf things.
The Jorhapen.
They chased me halfway across the wastelands. My leg got grazed by one of their spears. But I think I managed to shake them off.
Let me see. Sorry. If the Jorhapen have your scent, then it won't be long before they find us. As soon as it's nightfall, we must move. Here.
That's medicine for you, Throg.
I'll survive another night. Your need is greater than mine. The wound may be infected. Take it.
So, this is it. The Devil's Hoof. See why the locals thought that boy might have been sacrificed. Does have a bit of a pagan feel to it, doesn't it? Barbed wire. Looks like it's out of bounds now.
Nothing.
Sorry?
There's nothing here.
Yeah, just the stones.
It feels... I feel so empty.
Yeah, and cold. It's a bright summer's day, but it's freezing up here.
Oof, bit of a drop.
No wonder the police are cordoning the place off. That drop must be at least 500 feet. According to that sign over there, these are meant to be meteorites.
So?
Well, have you ever seen meteorites that landed in a circle? It's all far too regular. There's no way that this could have been a natural phenomenon. I wonder what happened. What were they? What are they? I think I'll chip a bit off. Take it back to the lab for analysis. Helena? Where are you going?
Got to go.
Helena, you'll fall off. Helena, no. Helena, wake up.
Huh?
Are you all right?
I don't know. What happened?
You were about to throw yourself off into that ravine.
What?
You could have killed yourself.
Robert? Those voices you talked about earlier, can you hear them now? Why don't you tell me about Andrew?
Andrew who?
Your friend, Andrew.
He wasn't my friend.
Wasn't he?
He went away. They all do in the end.
Where do you think he went?
Away.
To that planet you drew.
Don't be stupid.
Those voices you heard, where do they come from, do you think?
I don't know.
Do they remind you of anyone?
No.
Are you sure? You thought they were going to kill someone. Who did you think they were going to kill? Were they going to kill Andrew?
Andrew went away, just like they all do. Just like you will.
I'm not going anywhere, Robert.
But you will. You'll go away in the end.
Just like your mum and dad did.
Oh, don't be stupid.
Did you hear the voices at home as well? Or are they just here? Robert?
They're everywhere. They follow you. Everywhere you go. You can never escape. In the walls, in your head, in your body, and they know all about you. They can see everything you do, and you can't hide. Nothing you can do can shut them out. Whatever you do, wherever you go, it never ends. The more you try and make them go away, the louder they get. They tell you they're your friends, but they're not. They want to kill you, just like they killed everyone else, Mum and Dad, everyone. Nowhere safe. Nobody's safe. And now they're coming for us both. They know all about us. They know all about us.
The voice. It was drawing me to the edge.
What voice?
I couldn't hear it properly.
Was it the same feeling of evil, the darkness?
No. No, it was different.
Go away!
Oh, I heard that all right.
The breakout.
Was it the same voice?
I'm not sure. Maybe. No, I don't think so.
Tim, did you get a fix on where he was? Tim? Something's happened. I can't get through to Tim.
He's in pain.
Who is?
The breakout. We should find him before...
Yes, you're right.
How are you feeling?
I'll live.
It's just an hour or so to nightfall. We should move soon.
Are you sure you'll be up to it?
I'll be all right.
How long have we been doing this? Running?
I don't remember. Forever.
Feels like it. It feels like months, years. What about before?
Before?
Before you came here. Do you ever think about that?
I'm not sure what you mean.
I mean, we haven't always been here, have we? I mean, like this. Hiding, afraid, stealing from the cities, being hunted down.
You never told me you were afraid.
I'm not. Well, sometimes, maybe. Oh, you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes, I do.
You've been a good friend to me, Throg.
And you to me. I owe you my life.
But don't you ever want to get away?
The Chuhar. They found us.
We must go. Quick, put the fire out.
No time for that. Move.
Which way?
We'll go further into the cave. Up there. Onto the ledge.
Oh, I think it might be an idea to up Robert's dosage for a little while. I thought that if we took him away from the village, he might calm down a little bit.
No!
What the hell?
No!
Robert, it's me, Therese. What's wrong?
They're here! They're trying to trick us! They want to kill us! You have to help me!
Go, Throg!
For God's sake, I'm not gonna make it! Help me!
This will help you.
No!
It's all right,
no!
It's all right!
It's all right.
We're here to help you.
No! No!
Did you see what I saw?
Folly, on top of the railway tunnel.
Yes. It felt safe somehow. Like home.
It happened. I know it happened. Tim? Eleanor? Paul? Can any of you hear me? Elizabeth?
Hello, John. How are you feeling now?
Alone. I feel so alone.
don't you carry on with your story?
I've told you before,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. You know I only want to help you, John. You've obviously been going through a very emotional time recently. What with the loss of your brother.
How did you know about that? I've never told you that.
Talk about your story.
You don't believe me, do you? You think I've imagined it all? I'm having some sort of breakdown.
You believe it happened to you, John, and that's why I'd like to talk to you about it. Now, let's see. You and Elizabeth were looking into the house above the railway tunnel.
Yes. No, it wasn't Elizabeth. It was... I'm confused.
Are you tired? Shall we do this another time?
No, I want to remember. Eleanor. It wasn't Elizabeth, it was Eleanor. The breakout. We heard the breakout and then we jaunted to the folly above the railway tunnel. But it wasn't just a folly. It was a house.
John, I don't think we should be doing this.
Do you want to find Paul or not?
Of course I do, but I feel like a burglar.
It's not like you to be so cautious.
No.
You know, this place obviously belongs to a psychiatrist. Someone who's very well read on the subject.
Could the breakout be a psychiatrist?
Or maybe his landlord is. Melanie Klein, Good Breast or Bad Breast by Therese Patterson. Never heard of either of them.
John!
What is it?
That picture you're holding.
Yeah, well, I think it must belong to a psychiatric patient. Robert Mitchell.
I've seen it before.
Have you? Where?
I can't remember.
Well, he's obviously got quite an imagination, whoever he is.
Let me see.
I wonder if there are any books here about the so-called meteorites. Well, this looks promising. Eleanor, look.
What is it?
It's an aerial photograph of the village. Notice anything strange about it?
No, not really.
Look at the railway line and the road. And those dark patches there. Crevices, wouldn't you say? Look, that's the one you nearly fell down. You can see why it's called the Devil's Hoof. Interesting. That stone circle isn't a circle after all.
I know that shape.
Do you?
The painting. It's in the painting. Who are you? Where are you? I want to help, but how can I when you won't tell me where you are?
Eleanor, what's going on?
Can't you hear it? Someone calling for help.
Paul?
No, not Paul. Someone else.
Breaker.
He should be out for a couple of hours now. When he wakes up, could you... Robert?
God, to protect the ship.
This boy's got the constitution of an ox. How are you feeling now, Robert?
Ship. They mustn't find it.
Ship?
The spaceship. We must stop them. Please. Help me.
Look at this, Eleanor. If they were to follow their course, the railway and the road would converge at the stone, see? But according to this map, the road takes a sharp turn to the west and the railway to the east. That doesn't make sense. I mean, the road, I can understand, that's above ground. But the railway, why curve round like that underground? It's like it's avoiding something. I'm going to take this back to the lab with the rock sample.
I'll join you in a minute.
Okay, but be careful.
No, these aren't right.
Paul.
Hello.
Hi.
Shh. Here. Take these. I managed to smuggle them in here without the guards noticing.
Thank you.
I thought they were going to kill us. But they've obviously got something else in mind.
The Gorodje.
The what?
It's their idea of punishment. It's a form of ritual public humiliation.
Do you mean they're going to put us in the stocks or something?
Think so harmless. We'll be forced to fight.
Fight? In our state? I can barely stand up, let alone fight anyone.
Exactly. They'll toy with us for a while until the people are really paying for blood. Then they throw us into the crowd. I've seen many of my friends die that way. They go insane. They'll rip us apart. It's the leader's way of telling his people that they're invincible, superior.
They're animals. Why do they do this?
Because we're different. Why else?
Are they yours? I mean...
They belong to a patient.
You're the psychiatrist.
What the hell are you doing in my house?
I'm sorry. I'm not a burglar or anything. I just think... I have a feeling that those pictures have got something to do with my friend disappearing.
What?
Where did you get that?
Sorry?
That belt. Where did you get it?
This... I just found it down on the railway.
It belongs to my friend.
I'm calling the police.
Please, you have to help me. My friend's gone missing. He's disappeared.
Keep away from me.
It's got something to do with the paintings in that drawer.
Police, please.
Please listen to me. Robert Mitchell's paintings. There's something else going on here. Something to do with the devil's hoof.
Hello, I'd
and
like
Andrew
to...
Cull?
Yes, I'm sorry. There's been a mistake. A bit of a prank, I'm afraid. Students, end-of-term stuff. Yes, I understand. I'm very sorry. I must be mad. Mind you, all the best psychologists are bonkers. Now then, why don't you tell me who you are and what you think gives you the right to root around in my patient's confidential papers?
Of the night, silence! Behold, on the fifth moonshine of the snow time, yet another victory to our great leader, Lord and highest of mortals, Gordar Kerenin! In his wisdom, our Lord has elected to prove our superiority in the way that our ancestors and their ancestors proved likewise to the evil dogs of the Dark Snakes. Behold, two of our enemies conquered, cast down in chains. Fourth tribe of the light, behold the Golden Chain!
I can't see.
Goodbye, my friend.
This can't be happening.
Tim... Oh, no.
No, the railway line's been closed down for years. I cut across it to get to my car. Shouldn't really, but who cares? Saved me a 5-minute walk. Drink?
Oh, no thanks.
Well, I will if you don't mind. I've had a bit of a day. It was a bit of an oddity in any case, the railway. Never really went anywhere.
What do you mean?
Well, it just did a sort of loop into the village, through the hill and back onto the main line. Built in the 30s by some mad rich bloke who decided he wanted a railway station in his back garden, so the story goes. Though there were a whole load of theories about works of art being stored under the hill during the war and so on. One old man in the village claims there were illegitimate members of the royal family here being visited by the Queen Mum, God bless her.
So Paul might have gone into the tunnel.
Might have done.
Robert Mitchell, your patient, the one who did those paintings.
I really shouldn't be discussing him.
Please, tell me, is he here somewhere? In the village? Can I meet him?
I'm afraid not. He's in hospital at the moment.
Once upon a time,
There was a little boy whose parents died in a horrible accident. Their brains were smashed to bits and splattered all over the windscreen.
He has a schizoaffective disorder.
And what's that exactly?
He hears voices. He's convinced that people are trying to kill him and his friends.
His friends?
Well, friend. Andrew Cull was just about the only person who went near him at school. Robert's always had difficulties, you see. And they were inseparable.
So when Andrew disappeared...
Robert's mental problems intensified. It's hardly surprising, really. He's retreating into fantasies, delusions. It's quite common with his disorder.
What sort of delusions?
And one day, when he was playing on the hill, the little boy heard a voice crying out for help. A friendly voice, coming from right inside the hill. So he climbed down, further and further into the hill, and found a massive spaceship, like out of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, but bigger, enormous. And there was a door, and he opened it, and that's when he met E.T. Not the ugly one in the film. This was a real-life extraterrestrial from outer space.
That's the latest one. He's got a pretty vivid imagination, but it's all real to him. The alien spaceship, the voices, he believes in it all.
And you believe he's a schizophrenic?
I think he has a disorder. It's quite a sad case, really. His parents died in a pretty horrific car crash when he was six, and he's been in and out of therapy ever since. But his anxiety has been getting steadily worse over the last couple of years. Eventually, when Andrew disappeared, his behaviour got so erratic that we had to section him.
We?
Robert's grandparents and I. They're really too old and inexperienced to deal with the stuff he was coming up with. The poor lad's been on every drug going over the last year, and none of it seems to be having an effect. My boss is recommending ECT next time, but I'm not sure. This afternoon, he told me he'd actually been to this place. Oh, no, not that he'd been. His little green man had done the old Vulcan mind meld and shown him his home planet.
The colours are wrong.
Beg your pardon?
The colours. They're not right.
That's extraordinary. It's exactly what Robert said to me this morning. Oh, excuse me. Hello? Oh, hi. Look, hang on a second. You don't mind if I...
No, no, not at all.
What? No, it's just a friend of mine. She's popped over for a cup of tea. What do you mean, what sort of friend?
Eleanor, where are you?
I'm still in the house, John. I found Paul's belt. And I think Robert Mitchell might be the breakout.
Well, the one who did the painting?
Yeah.
Eleanor, we've got a problem. Tim's offline.
What?
I think it must have been the breakout. Robert, that telepathic scream of his must have been so strong that Tim overloaded.
Is that possible?
Well, it's the only explanation I can think of. I managed to get most of the computers back online, but as for Tim himself, it's going to take a while. And there are complications.
What?
Never mind, we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, I'm going to jaunt down to that railway tunnel. I think there's something important down there. That ravine you nearly fell down leads directly towards it. And I've discovered something interesting about those rocks, too. They're not meteorites. They originate from Earth. And they're radioactive.
John,
Look, I think you better go. I've got to pop out.
Please, you have to listen. I think that Robert was telling the truth. I don't think he's schizophrenic. I think he's a tomorrow person.
A what?
A homo superior.
What on earth are you talking about?
He said he heard voices.
Look, I'm sorry, but...
Oh, for heaven's sake. Please, just listen to me for 1 minute.
What the hell's going on? Where am I? Throg?
So what you're saying is that there's nothing wrong with him.
He's turning into one of us. Into a tomorrow person. It can be very painful, a very confusing experience.
Particularly when you're dosed up on fluoxetine.
God, poor Robert. No wonder he's in such a state.
You believe me?
Well, yes. Yes, I suppose I do. As mad as that sounds. What do you think we should do?
I think we should go down into that tunnel. We should find Robert's spaceship.
You mean you think it really exists?
What is it? It's Robert, I think.
Oh, my God, Robert!
You mustn't go down there.
Robert, it's all right. We're not going to harm you.
Keep away from us. Leave us alone!
Robert, stop it!
Go away!
Why the hell did he do that?
I wish I knew.
And where's he gone now?
I think I can hazard a guess.
Paul? Paul, are you there? Paul, is that you? Eleanor, I'm down in the tunnel. There's someone else down here. I think it might be Paul.
Paul Robert. Be careful, John. He's very unstable. John?
John? Eleanor? Eleanor? Oh, no, Eleanor.
What's this?
The door. What? Oh, no. Who? No. No, it can't be. Keep away. Get away from me. No, please. No! The tunnel was burning. I saw him, my brother, just like he was on the day it happened. I could smell his skin burning, feel his breath on my face.
So you opened the door?
And I fell. I fell down a hole. And then I woke up. Here.
Here?
Or outside.
I see. John, I've got another patient to see in a minute. Why don't we go over what you've told me? Your brother died. You felt upset, betrayed.
That was years ago.
And angry. You obviously feel very angry, and that's natural. But most of all, you felt alone. And so to fill your loneliness, you've created a set of friends. Imaginary friends, maybe, but they seemed and seem very real to you. Of course they do. I wonder what would happen if we thought of them as different parts of you. How would it feel if I told you that these friends were alive, but inside you? That you can live a perfectly normal life without them?
A normal life?
There's nothing wrong with you, John. You're just a very lonely, very frightened, normal man. You're just like the rest of us, really.
I'm not a tomorrow person.
You must forget about tomorrow, John. Forget about yesterday. You must learn to live for today.
John? John, are you there? No. Right. Here we go, then. Are you all right?
Perfectly, thank you.
Ooh.
What is it?
I don't know. I've had this feeling all day. It's like some sort of premonition. Wait a minute. Shine your torch over here a moment.
A door? What's that noise? I don't believe it. It can't be.
It sounds like water.
It's a train!
Thank you. Hello, sweetheart.
Daddy? Daddy, is that you?
Yes, sweetheart. It's me. I'm here.
Daddy! Yes?
Would you come with me, please?
Why?
Just along the platform. It won't take long.
It's Nathaniel, isn't it? My son.
You sound confused.
Look, I'm afraid I have absolutely no idea who you are.
Now come along, John. We've been through all this before, haven't we? Nathaniel, I've brought somebody to see you. Mrs. Patterson, is something wrong?
Isn't this usually the point where you tell me you've found a cure for my son, and I realise that the last 10 years have been a nightmare?
Well, of course we've cured your son, as you can see, but...
This isn't real.
Nathaniel's alive, Mrs. Patterson.
No, he isn't. I wish he was. I really do. But he died years ago. This is a dream. Eleanor, can you hear me?
Daddy.
No, it's me, Therese. I'm not sure. It looks like we've been hooked up to some sort of apparatus, something like a life support machine.
I was dreaming.
Yes, we both were. Everyone in here is, by the look of it.
But it was so real.
I know. Too real, in fact. I've spent so long psychoanalyzing my patients' dreams that I've become a right old cynical bitch when it comes to my own. Good heavens.
What is it?
This is Andrew Cull, the boy that disappeared. Andrew, can you hear me?
Robert? What's going on?
You're going to be all right, Andrew.
John! Paul! These are my friends! Help me, please!
What are you doing? Get off them! You're supposed to be asleep.
Robert?
What's going on here?
Go back to sleep!
No.
Robert,
please! Now you! Go back into the machine! I'll hurt you!
You don't really want to hurt us, do you, Robert?
I don't know!
Why don't you tell me what all this is?
It's my dream machine.
Your dream machine?
My friend taught me how to make it. It protects him.
Do you mean the alien in your story?
Oh, you!
Robert, stop it! She's not your enemy!
She was in my head. She wants to kill me.
No, Robert, she wants to help you!
Robert,
you trust me, don't you? I've always taken care of you, haven't I? I've never lied to you. Eleanor doesn't want to harm you or your friend. Please stop doing that to her and we can both help you.
Thank you.
Robert, your friend, the alien, is he here?
You can't see him. He's asleep.
I promise we won't harm him.
If you harm him, I'll kill you.
We won't harm him.
You don't really want to kill us, do you, Robert?
I will if I have to. All right.
This is amazing. It's like something out of Doctor Who.
Except it's all incredibly old.
And mouldy. The wall paintings don't quite go, do they?
I did the paintings.
What? When?
When I was little.
But there are hundreds of them.
How long have you been coming here, Robert?
Ages. Shh.
Michael.
Don't touch him.
Is this your friend, Robert?
He's asleep.
It looks like he must be in some kind of suspended animation. It's him. This is who I heard on the hill.
You can't hear him. Only I can hear him.
He talks to you.
He's here.
Inside your head.
He must be a telepath. And when the ship crash landed, his mind reached out to find help.
And he found Robert.
He must have done. Eventually. There may have been others. That man during the war, maybe. But Robert was the first true Tomorrow person he found. Except, of course, he hadn't broken out then.
He taught me how to make the dream machine. He wanted to stop people attacking him. He didn't want them to take him away from me. He wants to stay with me.
Surely there must be another way to protect him, Robert. What about all those people in there? And their families? Don't you think they might be worried about them?
They're all right. They have happy dreams. It doesn't do them any harm.
They don't have happy dreams, Robert.
Who are you?
It's all right. He's a friend.
I didn't have a happy dream.
Yes, you did.
Neither did I.
Go away!
John, Paul, stay back. We can deal with this.
I think your friend there was trying to tell you something, Robert.
I'll hurt you!
John, please!
I think he was trying to tell us that he felt lonely. Trapped. That you trapped him.
No!
He wants to get out!
He's my friend!
He wants to return to his own people.
Go away!
Robert!
I warned you! John!
Robert, please! Your friend has been talking to me as well. He's confused. Sometimes he's angry, sometimes he's afraid.
He's not afraid when I'm here. I've kept him safe.
Yes, that's right, you have. But you've also stopped him speaking to his own people.
No, I haven't.
He's lonely.
No, he isn't. Shut up. Go away. All of you, leave us alone.
Robert.
You too, Therese.
Robert, you're not alone anymore. You're special. I realize that now. And these people are your friends. They're just like you. They want to help you.
No, they don't.
They do. And they want to help your friend.
They want to take him away from me. Just like they took my mum and dad.
No, Robert. They didn't take away your parents.
What?
Your parents died. It was an accident. These people want to help us.
No, they don't!
It's the same voice! The alien must be communicating through Robert.
Thank you for coming, my friends. I've been waiting a long time.
How can we help you?
By activating my homing beacon.
Homing beacon?
Stone!
Hey, that shape was in my dream!
How do we activate it?
Robert can show you.
No, I can't!
I shared the knowledge with him. Unfortunately, he used it to turn it off. He wanted me to stay here.
He was lonely and scared.
Don't listen to them. They're trying to trick you. They want to kill us.
No, Robert, they don't. I have to leave you. It's time.
Time.
Time for me to go. Therese was right. You're not alone anymore.
Villagers will think.
The ones I've met over the past few days are terrified of the place. They'll probably think there's been a bit of witchcraft going on.
What about when the mothership arrives?
What?
Well, isn't that what's going to happen?
Don't know. Our friend in the casket didn't seem too sure.
It's a shame he can't pop out and say goodbye. You know, do the close encounters bit. Wave a tentacle or something.
John says he doesn't actually have a corporeal form as we understand it.
Oh. What does he need a dirty great spaceship for, then?
That's a good question.
Impressive, isn't it?
Yeah. I wish my son could have seen all this. He always loved the stones. Liked to hug them when we came up here for picnics. He died 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. I've come to terms with it. He had leukemia. I wonder if there was a connection.
I hate to say it, but I think there might have been. The alien ship has been trying to send out radioactive pulses through the stones for years. Robert hadn't blocked them, they'd have dispersed naturally out in space. But instead, the radiation's been trapped here.
Why wasn't Robert affected then?
I don't know. Maybe the alien protected him. They had quite a bond.
Yes. You can see that. Poor boy.
Is the alien in there?
Yes.
Is it talking to you now?
Yes.
What's it saying?
Oh, nothing important. Nothing you'd understand.
You're so different, Robert.
Am I?
I feel like I don't know you anymore. You've changed. All this has changed you.
Maybe. It's so weird.
What is?
That kid.
Andrew Cole?
Yeah. I dreamt about him while I was on the machine. Well, not him exactly. It was like him, but green.
A little green man, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. So all that stuff in the railway tunnel was meant to scare people off?
Yeah. Another defence mechanism, like Robert's dream machine. One that intensified our emotional reaction to the tunnel.
I see. Well, that makes sense, I suppose.
Why? What did you see?
A whole load of sewer rats.
Ugh.
What about you?
Water. I used to be terrified of the Channel Tunnel flooding when it first opened. Can't help but think about it every time I go into a railway tunnel.
Nasty. So I suppose the dream machine was reserved for people who weren't put off by all that.
Like us. What was your dream about, apart from little green men?
It was a kind of mix of Gladiator and Logan's Run.
Whose Run?
Oh, didn't you ever watch tacky sci-fi films when you were a kid?
Sorry, no. I was more of a Four Weddings and a Funeral kind of girl myself.
I wonder what John dreamed about.
He's being very cagey about that. He said something vague about being normal.
Are you ready, Robert?
I don't want to.
It's for the best, Robert. Really it is.
It's time. They're very close now. Goodbye, my friend.
I don't want you to go.
Look!
What did I tell you? It's the mothership.
Get back, everybody. Robert!
Please! No!
Come with us, mate.
Goodbye, Robert.
He's gone, hasn't he?
Yes. Yes, he has. What'll happen to Robert now?
Robert still needs help. We can take him to the Trig.
Different kind of therapy, eh?
Yes. But one thing's for sure. You'll never be alone again.
The Galactic Communications state-of-the-art SLV-8000 mobile phone. The next generation of mobile phone that will change your life forever.
Hey, nice phone!
We only got it a couple of days ago. Top of the range, next generation model.
The nightmares are so bad, I'm almost afraid to go to sleep.
I wonder who that could be. I think it's for you.
Keep away!
No!
Shallions must succeed, Benson Biped.
Federation, though, of our plans, it could destroy everything.
Oh, Lumbridge, when will you learn?
The Slavian fleet is closing in, John. We have to block that signal.
This is my planet. Do your guard dog duty. See them off. Isn't that what you do?
No.
You
Get out of my head!
Greetings, your magnificence. I...
Enough!
Sharon, you don't have to do this!
You've not failed the
scorpions! Locked!
There's got to be a way out!
They're too late, we've got company!
We'll have to shoot our way out. Ready?
Yeah!
Fire!
Remember, with Galactic Communications, your world is our world.